This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Well, it's absolutely fantastic to be having a chat to the wonderful Erica Cody. Thank you so much for making time to have a chat to us here on iRadio. It's great to talk to you.
No, thank you for having me. Oh my God, it's great to be back on the airways.
Good stuff. Now, of course, you've got a brand new track out, Girl Don't Do It. It's such a bold title. What's the kind of main message behind the song and what inspired you to bring it out?
Well, I think, you know, it's self-explanatory. It's girl, don't do it.
Yeah.
If you're thinking of texting them, you know, it's not a good idea, but you're going to do it anyway. And the thing I've been saying is that it's really an ode to, you know, the lover girl in the F-boy era, I'll say, in the clean version. And yeah, just having your girlfriends there to pick up the, like, help you pick up the pieces, whether it's, you know, heartbreak or life or whatever. And, you know, it was really born out of a place of, you know, reality. I'll say that. And yeah, I collaborated with Femi on this one. He's an amazing Irish artist and producer from Plantain Sound. And we had a session in my house one day, a writing session, and we were there for hours. And then all of a sudden, it started out as such a different song. It was like an 80s synth type vibe. And then he was like, can I just flip the beat for a second? And I was like, okay, go on. And he flipped it into a garage tune. And I was like, oh my God, I just kind of had that aha moment of like, this is me. Like, I feel like I've really arrived. And yeah, the inspiration was, you know, yeah, it was reality, but for the first time in forever, me and all my girlfriends are single and we're like all navigating dating again, and you know, in 2024 and 2025, and it's a mad place to be, you know, it's wild out here.
Absolutely.
So, you know, your girlfriends are always going to tell you, like, they always know what's best for you, and I think, you know, but sometimes you just have to do it for the plot. And this song was really just born out of doing it for the plot. And, you know, if I didn't, I wouldn't have this song. So it's a win-win.
Love it. Absolutely brilliant. Now, of course, this is amazing for you because it's your first release as a fully independent artist. What's been the biggest challenge and maybe your biggest win as well in this new chapter? Because I've interviewed so many artists and bands across the years, and, you know, actually releasing something fully independent, it's what loads of musicians strive to try and do, but it's not always easy to get there.
Yeah, 100%. Like, luckily I'd been independent for the most part of my career, which is like, what, coming up to 8-9 years.
You
know, I signed my first deal last year. It was a singles deal, and it was so lovely, you know, doing that with the Universal team. And, you know, I'll always shout out to them because they were a massive, massive help. And it was really nice actually having the support of a label and, you know, having a team around you, because at the time I hadn't had a manager, and I was kind of hemming and hawing and if I was going to keep doing this. And then I was like, no, I honestly have to rally through. It's the only thing I know how to do, and, you know, God forbid I'd give this up, what, just because it got tough. And that's the industry in itself. So, you know, it's very much the challenges are challenging, you know. I think because there's no middleman there, it's you're the person who's in front of everyone. And I think luckily it stands to me, having had the experience in the industry of like hearing no's and having door slams in your face, like, it's, you know, it makes you grow a thick skin, so nothing is personal. And then I suppose the reward is, you know, you've rowed your own canoe and you've made it happen yourself. And, you know, I'm actually really proud of myself for, you know, coming this far and like still finding it in myself to keep going, especially doing it all on my own. But I have to say, it's something that I'm really cherishing right now, because I've started my own brand along with, you know, on my indie label, Rally Girl Records, and then obviously Rally Girl. So it's all born from a place of literally just having to rally through. And then last summer I was like, I need to just take my foot off the pedal a little bit in terms of like just being out there and releasing. I was still obviously writing because that's what I do. But I needed to actually just take the time for myself, not take myself too seriously. I've been on this train of releasing and striving for success, and, you know, it catches up to you, and you need to just find those moments to just breathe and have fun and allow yourself to not take yourself too seriously. So I took the summer off pretty much of just having fun with my friends and figuring out where I wanted to go next. And when I did that, my friends were just like, Erica, how'd you keep going? Like, you just find the energy to rally through, whether, you know, we're on a night out or it's just life things that are happening. And honestly, that's just where Rally Girl and the whole mentality of this new music was born from. And I was like, I'm in a space where I want to have fun. I want everybody else to have fun. And, you know, the songs that I'm releasing this year are all made for the dance floor. And, you know, as we were saying, there's been like, what, 0 hours of sunlight for the last how many days? And, you know, I just want to bring a little bit of joy.
Well, you definitely are doing that with your latest track. That is for sure. Tell me a little bit about Rally Girl. And, you know, what can people expect from the experience and, you know, launching your own brand? And it sounds really interesting.
Yeah, like it was honestly, it was born from a place of I had all of these songs and that I'd written towards the end of the summer last year. And obviously I've the vault has just been vaulting. There's a lot that's locked away there that's going to see the light of day this year, thank God. And I've, what was I going to say? What was the question again? Sorry.
I suppose tell me about like Rally Girl. and what you're going to be getting up to.
Yeah, so basically I had the idea of making Girl Don't Do It an EP, and it was basically going to be a journal of, you know, my experience, you know, coming out of a long-term relationship and then navigating, you know, single life again, being a 20-something-year-old. And, you know, I was going to package it all up, and then I wanted to do merch to go with it, but I always knew that I wanted to start my own brand, and I was never sure of what I wanted it to be. I just always knew it would be in the world of fashion and stuff that I like to wear and that my friends like to wear, and what I think the people who've been rocking with me for time would like to wear as well. So I wanted to do merch, and then I was like, no, it's just not hitting the same. Like I feel like I need to have my own thing, my own world that I want to create for people to be a part of. Because I've noticed, especially in Ireland, there's not really a lot that's going on for the girls, whether it's, you know, clothes or collectives or brands. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm ready to just kind of lock in and make it a thing. And then Rally just kind of kept going around in my head because people had kept saying it to me last year. And then I was like, I have this thing of like, I have this mantra, and it's like, chaos is the genre, and it's something I say to my best friend. And, you know, that's where it was born out of. And yeah, it's just the mentality to just keep going. And it's like, it's not only Rally Girl, it's like the Rally Gang. So it's for everybody, just to kind of, it's about perseverance. It's about having fun. It's also about having balance, but also just like not really giving up on the things that you want to achieve, because I think sometimes we can limit ourselves and our capabilities, but we're all more than capable to do whatever we set our mind to. And this was just an idea I had that all of a sudden has now grown legs and is a thing. It's, you know, Rally Girl's more of a movement than anything, I think. And it's a whole new brand, it's a whole new world, it's the Rally Girl world. And I'm just excited to see where it brings me, because people keep saying, are you Rally Girl? Like, have you rebranded as Rally Girl? And I've had so many people, even in the industry, say to me, they're like, oh, you should rebrand as Rally Girl. You know, people like to tell you what to do and what they think would be best. But I was, no, this is something I want to stand on its own. I want it to be something that people can gravitate towards, that I can rock on stage and do like custom fits for and all that kind of crack. So I've always been a big lover of fashion, and it just felt like the right time. It didn't feel like a merch thing. I felt more of its own identity and its own brand. And yeah, I'm really excited to see where it goes, because I feel like it's one of those things I want to be bigger than me as well as my music.
Sure. Absolutely. I suppose, as you mentioned, you know, we've had so many days without sunshine, and I am living for festival season. I'm like, please somebody just give me some sparkly outfits and some wellies and throw me into a field for a weekend and give us some sunshine, or even if we don't have the sunshine. Have you got anything coming up in the next couple of months that maybe people can, you know, make sure that they put in the diary to check you out and to see you perform live?
Absolutely. Well, like, all is TBC. I can't believe we're still in February, but yeah, there's definitely a lot of shows that are lined up this year, which I'm really excited about. It's just really nice to kind of be back and be back with a bang of just floor fillers, you know. There's no better place to do than a festival. So yeah, just have to stay tuned on like all my socials across, you know, Erica Cody and Rally Girl, which is like at Rally Girl, at rally.grl. We have no I in Rally Girl, because Rally Girl's for everyone.
Brilliant. Well, listen, Erica, would you like to introduce your brand new track, and we'll play it for you here on iRadio?
Yes. So I'm Erica Cody, and this is my brand new single, Girl Don't Do It, featuring Els, produced by Femi.
Oh, Erica, it's always such a pleasure to have you on iRadio. Thank you so much for giving us your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Listen, anytime.
And we'll hopefully see you at a festival or a gig very, very soon.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.